Good morning. Today's Daf and Yevamos Sadi Ches. We are starting this morning the 11th parak of the Masechta Notes in Alanusa. 11th parak is a short parak, as we're going to see in just a moment. It's difficult. Most of it not difficult. Some of it extraordinarily difficult. But okay, we're going to Mirtz Hashem do a lot of catch up today. We're far behind, much further than acceptable. But anyway. Today we'll make efforts to catch up, and as you're going to see, I'm not going to get that involved in the riddles. But anyway, we'll get there in just a moment. Anyway, the basic idea that we're going to be seeing in the first Mishnah here on Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph, in the first Mishnah here in the 11th Perek, is no sin al anusa, and that means to say is as follows: is that there are arayos in the Torah, many arayos in the Torah, but many of the arayos, most of the arayos only materialize once you marry a person, meaning obviously when it comes to a sister, for example, so marriage is not a prerequisite for arayos, meaning she's your sister. She's your biological sister. You share a parent. It doesn't matter whether it's a mother or a father. Obviously, if it's both parents that you're sharing, so then she's your sister. And obviously, marriage is no longer a prerequisite for arayos, meaning just by virtue of the fact that she's your sister, that's an erva. Same thing as it goes with your mother. In other words, again, just a biological reality that she's your mother, and that already makes her an erva to you. But when it comes to many of the arayos in the Torah, so it's only going to be if she is married to one of your siblings, or married to your father, or married to your son, etc., etc. Meaning, many of the arayos is only going to be presented through marriage. What we're going to learn together in the Mishnah is that it specifically has to be created through marriage. Meaning, let's say, for example, your father was with a woman. In other words, no marriage, but just simply with a woman. So, or your brother was with a woman and no marriage. So that does not make her an erva. So he was ma'anisir, he was mefata her, he raped her, seduced her. But not in the context of marriage. So that does not make her an erva. In other words, she's not eishes ach. Okay, your brother was with her, and that was perfectly inappropriate, but that doesn't make for an erva. That's the first point that we're going to be learning in the course of today's daf. Let's see the Mishnah together inside. No sin al anusa v'al mefuta. So one can marry an anusa and a mefuta. Meaning, again, we're talking about a case where one of your relatives was either ma'anis or mefata woman, so you're allowed to marry her. Ha'anis va mefata al nesua chayev. Conversely, however, in other words, flip it around, and that is that you were onis or your mefata al hanisua, meaning it was a married woman. In other words, somebody, a woman that was married to one of your relatives. So she's an erva to you. But you didn't marry her. You just had relations with her. But that is arayos, meaning arayos is not, the issue in the Torah is that you're not allowed to, the issue of arayos in the Torah is not that you're not allowed to marry a woman who was married to one of your relatives. I know that was confusing. I could have been a lot clearer about that. The iser of arayos is that you're not allowed to sleep with someone who was married to one of your relatives. So as long as she was, let's say, for example, married to your brother, the iser is not to be with her, not to be intimate with her. So no si adam anusas avim mufutas aviv, anusas beno mufutas beno. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Banusas Aviv Mufutas Aviv. Okay, so as far as the general rule is concerned, the anusa of any one of your relatives is going to be mutter. There is a machlokus amongst the Tanaim. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. And here is the Mishnah. The Mishnah here is the principal source of this machlokus between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Anusas Aviv. Your father was with a woman. Didn't marry her, but just simply was with her. Right? Again, either through rape or seduction, doesn't matter. So your father was with a woman. Is she usher to you? According to the Tanakhama, no. She's not usher to you, right? For whatever reason. It sounds a little bit dysfunctional, but again, we're not talking about the functionality of it. We're just talking about Issa Vahetar. So according to the Tanakhama, no. She's not an erva to you. Mashainkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she is an erva to you. Where does Rabbi Yehuda derive this from? Oh, well, hold that thought, because we're going to see that in the Gemara in just a moment. Anyway, Tanila had the Tan Rabbanim. We start immediately with the Gemara with a Braisa, and that is Anasisha Mutar Lisabita Anasisha Asa Lisabita. So, if your man is a woman, so you're allowed to marry your daughter. If you marry a woman, you're prohibited to marry your daughter. Okay, so in other words, again, same idea, and that is that the arayus is only issa arayus is constructed through marriage and only through marriage. Meaning, if you were, if you didn't marry a woman, you just simply were with her, so you're allowed to marry your daughter or iminu. Okay, so far so good. Mishnah Braisa, all speaking to the same point. Then we have another Braisa, Hanita min Aisha Asar Bima Bibita Vachosa. Rumors and allegations are circulating that you were with this woman. And so you're not allowed to marry her mother, her daughter, her sister. And meanwhile, what's happening over there? Meaning they're not a riot to you. So, and all that is happening is that you were rumored to be with this woman, and yet you're not allowed to marry any one of her relatives. You can't marry her mother, her daughter, her sister. So the Gemara says, Midrabanan. So the Gemara says, oh, that's not Nisa Daraisa, that's an Nisa Darabanan. So the Gemara says, that's interesting. That's certainly curious. Now, come on. In other words, the you're telling me now that there's no Issa Daraisa, meaning you're with a woman, and you didn't marry her. And min ha-Torah, you're allowed to be with her relatives, but midrabanan, you are prohibited in doing so. Now, why would the Chachamim make such a gzera? We'll get to that in just a moment. But in other words, right now we're suggesting it's an Issa Darabanan. And meanwhile, did you read our Mishnah? Our Mishnah reads, no sin al ha-anusa. The Mishnah is saying it's perfectly acceptable. Meaning, if there's an Issa Darabanan, the language of the Mishnah would not have been no sin al ha-anusa, which makes it sound like it's perfectly acceptable. So the Gemara says, Kitana mastis al ha-chemisa. So the Gemara says, yeah, actually, yes. But you have to contextualize our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about postmortem, after the woman has died. So, it means to say it's as follows. You were with a woman or even reported to have been with a woman. So you are not allowed to marry any one of her relatives, midrabanan. And and meanwhile, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, what our Mishnah teaches us is the following, that after that woman dies, who you either slept with or you were alleged to have slept with, then you, lichatchila, you're allowed to marry their relatives. It is only a gzera de rabbanan, only while they're alive. So menani milatan rabbanan. So Gemara goes and amplifies this point. Bekula nemar shchiva v'kan nemar kicha. Before we get to menani mili. So the why would the chachamim go there? So Rashi explains. Take a look at Rashi mid the rabbanan. Rashi writes over here, Mishum Gzera Shema La Achish Yisas Bita, Yizani Mirishonava, who owns Mafata Alanisua. What's gonna happen is the following. Let's say you were with a woman or again alleged to be with a woman. Here it doesn't really matter. And then what happens is that you marry her daughter. Okay. So now historically you were with her mother. Again, either actually with her or alleged to have been with her. Either way, that doesn't really matter. And for the purposes of this explanation, and then you married her daughter. So now what's going to happen is that obviously that's going to put you within proximity of your mother-in-law all the time. Now, under normal circumstances, obviously, okay. In other words, she's an erva to you, and you just simply have to you're going to have to resist. However, over here, because you were with her historically, so therefore the temptation is even greater, and you're going to be more tempted to be with your mother-in-law. And that's going to be it's too difficult to test. So the therefore the Chachamim said that once you were with a woman, so marrying your daughter is really dangerous in terms of really presenting that test to you on multiple occasions. And therefore the Chachamim said don't do it. But the gzera of the Chachamim is only while she's alive, meaning while that woman's alive. Once she's dead, so then the gzera goes away. Okay, that's what we're all learning together. Now we're back to the Gemara. Now we're asking a simple question. How do I know? How do I know this basic idea that when a woman that arise is only created through marriage, but not through the act of bia? So, Minahani Mili, Tan Rabbanan Bechula Nemar Shchiva V'kan Nemar Kicha. Lam Lecha Derech Lekuchan Asar Torah, that the only way that arise is created is only through Lekicha. Lekicha is the institution of marriage, meaning that arise is only created through marriage. Now again, I'm giving away the Gemara, meaning the Gemara is going to make this point. I'm just saying it right now on the front end, so it's really clear. Again, when it comes to, let's say, for example, your mother or your sister, so obviously that's a biological reality. You know, you don't need marriage for that. That's just simply you and this woman are sharing the same parents or just one parent. That already creates arayos. It means that on the arayos that are through marriage, it's only through marriage and not through relation. So, for example, your sister-in-law, your brother's wife, So that is only, she only is an erva to you if your brother married that woman. But if your brother was just simply with a woman, she's not an erva to you. So, so now what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me that when it comes to your sister, the Isser of Arise is only when you marry her, which is preposterous, meaning it's just simply an untenable position. It's not true. The Isser of Arise is being with a woman. And if it's your sister, obviously it doesn't need marriage, meaning the Isser is violated just by being with her. So So the Gemara says that basically what you're going to have to do is obviously you're going to have to contextualize, meaning that for those who require kicha, meaning for the arais that's only created through kicha, so then you need marriage. But for the arais that do not need kicha, so sometimes the Torah will write the word kicha, even though obviously it's without marriage. So meaning to say that when it comes to your sister, yes, I know the pasuk says ish asher yikach es achoso. I understand that. But just look at the context, meaning it's your sister. Obviously, there doesn't need to be a marriage in order to violate arayos. Okay. It does beg the question, why then does the Torah use the word kicha over there? That's a fair question. I don't have a prepared statement for that. But what the Gemara says is you have to contextualize. Rava amar anas isha mutalisa bita mehacha. Rava says that you're a ma'anis, a woman, you're allowed to marry your daughter. Derived from the following pasuk, "Dichsiv ervas bas bincha o bas bitcha lo segaleh." So you are not allowed to marry bas bincha o bas bitcha. Your daughter of your son, the daughter of your daughter. So ha bas bina dida u bas bita dida gali. So which would the implication would be is that if it's her son or her daughter, so that you're allowed to marry, meaning her, meaning your wife. So, but meanwhile, we have another pasuk that says clearly, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to marry or be with the daughter of your wife, or the grant for that matter, the granddaughter of your wife. So, so the Gemara says, okay. So, in other words, what we have is a stir amongst the psukim, and the resolution is going to be that it depends on whether or not it's through marriage or not through marriage. Meaning, if it's through marriage, that's an isser. Meaning, once you marry a woman, her daughter, her granddaughter is going to be prohibited to you. But if you were just with a woman, so then her daughter is going to be mutter to you. So, epachana. So the Gemara says, okay, so I understand that there's a stir in the psukim. I also understand that we have to be miyashiv. How about this? How about we miyashiv in the opposite direction? Meaning that maybe when you are with a woman, then her daughter, her granddaughters become prohibited to you. But when you marry a woman, so then her daughters or granddaughters are going to be permitted to you. The Gemara says, yeah, we'll reject that out of hand. So the Gemara says, Epochana, Arayos, Sher Ksiv Behu, Benisun, Ikasher, Ba'onsen, Lekasher. Now, when it comes to Arayos, it is a function of She'er. She'er means a relative. So over here, when you marry a woman, obviously her children now are relatives to you, right? Most of the time, they're your children as well. So but if you're just simply with a woman, so that you don't have a relationship with her, and so therefore it is much more mistaper. It's much more logical to interpret that the time that there's not going to be arayos is when you don't marry a woman, and then her daughter, her granddaughters are not going to be arayos to you. Okay. So basically, for as far as round one is concerned for today's daf, some basic yesodos of arayos. And that is that when it comes to the arayos that's generated through marriage, let's say, for example, your wife's daughter, your wife's granddaughter, those are arayos of the Torah. So that is only going to be generated when you marry a woman. If you're just simply with a woman, even though you're producing children with that woman, or for that matter, you're not producing children with that woman. In other words, you're with a woman and she produced children through somebody else, regardless. Doesn't matter. Well, it does actually matter, because if it's your children, then it's your daughter and it's your... Okay, anyway, but let's say you're with a woman and she had children from somebody else and she had daughters or granddaughters from somebody else. So are they arise to you? The answer is no. And for that matter, it's not just that example. Any arise that's generated through marriage, right? Your brother is with a woman, he didn't marry a woman. So that woman to you now is not an erva and you are allowed to be with her. Okay, that's step number one. Step number two is that the Chachamim made gzeira that if you're with a woman, you should not be marrying neither her daughter, nor her mother, nor her sister. Why? So the reason why is because, and that's a gzeira derabanan. Because since you were with this woman historically, you're going to put yourself in a position now where you're going to be seeing her all the time, and now you're married to either her mother, her daughter, her sister, and that's going to put that's really going to tempt fate. That's a real nisayon that you're putting yourself into, and the chachamim said don't do it. And so as a gzeira derabanan, so once you are with a woman, you are not midrabanan allowed to marry her mother, her daughter, her sister. Okay, and then this gzeira derabanan is a limited gzeira derabanan. It's only while this woman's alive. Once the woman's dead, so then you're allowed to marry her mother, her sister, or her daughter. Okay, ad kan. That takes us through round one of today's daf. Next, Rabbi Yehuda oser banusa zaviv v'chule, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to prohibit anusa zaviv. I'm Rav Gidol, I'm a Rav, my time is the Rav Yehuda. So what's the basis behind Rav Yehuda? Meaning, Rav Yehuda has a new Isser. It's not new. But in other words, it's outside of the world of Arayas. Meaning, the world of Arayas exists in the 18th and 20th Prakim of Vayikra. In Parshas Achrei Mos and in Kedoshim. So those are all your Arayas. Good. Rav Yehuda says that if your father was with a woman, she now is... Now, I'm going to use the word Erva. As we'll see in just a moment, that might not be the most appropriate word to use, but she's prohibited to you. She's asur, or say more grammatically correct, she's asura. So, my time at the Rav Yehuda dechsivli kachishas eshas aviv lo yigale kanaf aviv. So in here, what we're going to do is we're going to turn far away from Achrei Mos and Kedoshim, and we're going over here to the parsha of Kisetze. And in the parsha of Kisetze, the Torah says that a man is not allowed to marry Eshes Aviv. Okay, that harkens back to Arayus, meaning that's your father's wife. That's an Erva, a classic Erva. And the Torah also adds, Lo Yigale Kenaf Aviv. Kenaf Aviv is the corner of your father. What in the world is the corner of your father? So Kenaf Shiraya Aviv, Lo Yigale. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's a euphemism. Meaning, it means the Torah here is introducing us to not only your father's wife, but your father's, just for lack of a better term, your father's conquest. Okay? In other words, he was with a woman, not through marriage. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the second half of that pasuk in Parshas Kisetze is coming to teach me that such a woman is going to be prohibited to you. Now, again, I'm a little bit reluctant to use the word Arayus. In other words, because Arayus is more towards the women in Achrei Mos and Kedoshim. And this is a new prohibited woman, according to Rabbi Yehuda, generated from this pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. So it's an Isser. Just, you know, I'm just reluctant to call it a Rayas. Umimai deba anusaksiv, dechsiv milavei dekrav, and asan isha shochevi malavi and ara chamishim kesef. And how do I know it's talking about anusa? Meaning the Torah speaks in cryptic terminology. The Torah says, kanaf aviv, and we're supposed to figure out Sanusa. So Rav Yehuda says, yeah, I know, but you know how I know that? Context, right? Davar halamed me'inyano, right? One of the 13 midrashot turned to Jeshus Bahem. Again, as we've gone over numerous times, there are more than 13. There are a lot more than 13. But anyway, but the listing that we're familiar with is the Yugimel midrashot turned to Jeshus Bahem. One of the Yugimel midrashot turned to Jeshus Bahem is Davar halamed me'inyano. You have to look at the context. Context tells you about what the Torah is talking about. So contextually, if you look in Parshas Kisetze, just a little bit earlier, it describes a case of rape and what are the consequences and so, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, I go from there. We go to the pasuk of lo yigale, I'm sorry, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, lo yigale kanaf aviv. So now I'll figure out contextually must be talking about rape, meaning that if your father rapes a woman, so then you can't be with that woman. So, v'rabanan, now, all this is Shitas Rav Yehuda. Everything I just said is the Shita Rav Yehuda. Now, the Chachamim radically disagree. The Chachamim are of the position that a woman that your father was with is not prohibited to you. Okay, so, v'rabanan, ihav esamech leke dekamart. So, the Chachamim would say, look, if we're talking about real juxtaposition, got to use that word in a sentence. That's exciting. So if we're talking about real juxtaposition, if the phrase lo yigale kanaf aviv is directly up against the parsha of Ones, so then fine. So then I'm with you. So, but hasha delo samichle mi bai lechadarav anan. But it's not smichus, meaning we're not talking about where it's really abutting the parsha of Ones. And so therefore, we're going to learn out something different. So it's talking about Shomer Yavam Shal Aviv, right? A woman awaiting Yibum of your father. Okay, in other words, your father has a Yibum opportunity. So the Gemara says, "Umay Kanaf Aviv Kanaf Aru Li Aviv," and what it means is that it's a woman who is primed to be with your father. Okay. It's a strange scenario, by the way. Meaning, right, if we could just, I know in just a moment we're going to be going through real calisthenics in terms of cases. But over here, we're talking about where you're old enough to marry a woman who was married to your father's brother. Your father's brother died without children. Okay. In other words, it can happen. In other words, they were married for however long a period of time. And now what the Torah is telling you, according to the Chachamim, is that that woman over there, you're not allowed to be with. Okay. And so the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Lo yigalev v'tepekle mishum dodaso. So the Gemara says, oh, wait 1 second. In other words, in order for this woman to be a Yavama candidate for your father, it means she was married to your uncle. The wife of your uncle? That's already one of the arayos in the Torah. So the pasuk of lo yigalev kanaf aviv is coming to prohibit your uncle's wife, which is already nerva. So the Gemara says, "Love or a love, bishnei love him." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, I know, I know." So in other words, ring him up. In other words, if a man's with this woman who was the wife of your uncle, two, your uncle died, and now she's a shemeres yavam to your father. So now for this woman, if a man sleeps with this woman, so now he's going to be rung up for not one but two averus, and therefore what? So therefore, let's say for example, there were witnesses and warning. So then he's going to get not one, but two sets of malchus. Okay. So v'tepekle mishum yavam l'shok. So the Gemara says, okay, as long as we're ringing him up, you know what? Ring him up a third time. Because not only was she your wife's uncle, not only is she a shomeres yavam, your father's shomeres yavam, but on top of that, yavam l'shok. When a woman is in a yavama situation, she cannot be with another man. That's an issue that we described already numerous times in this Masechta. So lavor Allah b'shoshal avim. So the Gemara says, okay, so fine, says the Gemara, ring him up a third time. So the Gemara says, v'yibayseh malachem isa, or it could very well be that your father died. At that point in time, there's no longer yivam l'shuk, and despite that, it's still going to be aser. Okay. Fine. All right. Anyway, what comes out over here is that basic machlok is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda regarding a woman that your father was with. Is she usher to you? Again, I'm not using the word arayas because, in other words, it's not a full-fledged erva. And it's not achrimos, it's not kedoshim. But is she usher to you? Or is she asura to you? So again, basic machlok is amongst the Tanaim. According to the Tanakhama, no, she's not usher to you. And according to Rav Yehuda, she is usher to you. And the Gemara then went through the Pesukim in Kiseitse in terms of how Rav Yehuda darshans the Pasuk and how the Chachamim darshan the Pasuk. Okay. We continue. Okay. The Gemara are now on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Here we go. Seven riddles. The Gemara now is going to introduce us to seven riddles. Where basically we're going to be looking at some of the strangest relationships that exist. A lot of them cannot be created. Meaning, in order to create these relationships, so you're going to have to violate Isurim of the Torah. In fact, what the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to go and basically move over to non-Jews in order to get to some of these descriptions. Over here, the purpose of these riddles, unclear. Well, I don't really mean unclear, but look at the top Tosus over here. Achu Berihu, it's my brother, it's my son, right? So Tosus writes over here, Kol Eilu Amasim Lo Mashmim Lecha Midi. So we're not going to learn anything new over here. Meaning, what we're going to do is that you're going to watch me struggle. Okay, everyone here, everyone at home, so you get to enjoy to watch me struggle as I try to figure out these riddles together with you. And I really do not want to spend a good amount of time doing so. Because, as Tosus points out over here, we're not really learning anything new in the course of these riddles, but Tosus writes over here, Ala Lechuvat Satzadukim. What we are going to do is that we're going to be able to answer up Sedukim. I'm not sure what Tosfos means by that. Answer up Sedukim. Okay, meaning that maybe, I don't know. Maybe what Tosfos means over here is that they engage in these kinds of relationships. I'm not sure. Okay. So anyway, but all these are real brain teasers. Okay, let's go. Number one. Ach me'avalo me'em v'hu ba'ala, de'em v'ana barta de'an, de'antate. So number one. Okay, here we go. He's my brother through my father, not through my mother. And also the husband of my mother. And I am, the son of his wife. Everyone have that nice and clear? The answer, of course, is no. No, everyone doesn't have it nice and clear. I myself also don't have it nice and clear. In fact, today, right, you haven't seen me bring this in some time now, right? I have most of the cases down pretty well. In fact, I told you at the beginning of the Masechta. Meaning, once you have the basic constructs down, so the picture books are great, but really not necessary. Over here, like in today's daf, necessary. So anyway, again, I don't want to spend too much time with this, but basically what happens is, a man was with two wives. He has a son. He has a daughter, and his son ended up having relations with his father's wife. Now, by the way, the first riddle is connected to what we just got done discussing. Meaning, can you be with a woman that your father was with? So again, it depends who you ask. If you ask a chachamim, yes. If you ask Rav Yehuda, no. Absolutely no. Meaning, it's an issur min haTorah. According to Rav Yehuda. Okay, so the first riddle is in alignment with our with what we just got done discussing. Fine. So how could it be that he says ach me'av v'lo me'em, that you are my brother through my father, not through my mother? So again, so what Reuven, right? Yaakov's the father. What Reuven did is Reuven slept with his father's conquest. Okay. I also don't love the term, but anyway, he slept with his father's conquest. They produced a child, and so now in the production of the child, so this now child is able to say that you're my, and again, all of the above, right? You're my brother. You're my, right? You're my father. Okay, so forth and so on, right? Right. Oh, yes, yes, and yes. Okay, Achu, we're up to now riddle number two. Achu Barihu Achteana Dahaida Darina Achatfe. So you are my brother, you're my son, you're my brother, you're my son, and my sister rides on top of your shoulders. Okay, so Mishkach L'Bovikochav, Ma'ba Bito. So here now, this case is simply generated by a guy. Now the Gemara is going to guy, but because the Gemara just simply doesn't want to use it doesn't want to describe this Jews engaging in such behaviors. Okay. Anyway, so a guy who's with his daughter. So now when the guy is with his daughter, so now this is what the daughter would say to her brother. Meaning she would say to her brother that you're my brother, you're my father's, you're my father's son, so forth and so on. Okay. Next one. Shamalacha. Riddle number three. Shamal Chabri Bas Achtechana. So peace to you, my son, the daughter of my brother. Okay. So Mishkach Labo Vikochav Ma'a Bas Bito. So over here, so this is now going to be a guy that was together with his granddaughter. So a guy together with his granddaughter producing a child. So now this is the sentence that the granddaughter now would say to her own child, meaning that you are my son, you are also my my grandfather's son. Okay, so forth and so on. Okay, next one, riddle number four. Right? Yep. Yep. Yeah. Riddle number four, Dahaida Darina Hu. Sorry. Yeah. Delav de dalo davla lipol bachu seser pater da haide darina hu barva ana bras achva. Okay. Mishkach la bovikocham ba bas beno. Okay. So similar to riddle number three, we're describing a man who was with his son's daughter. In other words, again, he was with his granddaughter, and they produced a son, and now she gets to say to her son, again, all of the above, meaning you're my son, you're my grandfather's son, so forth and so on. Okay, right, my father's uncle. Okay, anyway, you can see my head is already spinning. Okay, next one. This is now number 5. Baya baya me'ach v'hu av. So, woe is me. My brother is also my father. V'hu baal. V'hu bar baal. V'hu baala. De'im. V'ana barta de'itate. V'lo yav pita lach v'yasme b'nei barte. Okay. Basically, a description over here is... Mishkachala, I'm sorry. Mishkachala, the Gemara gives the case. But v'kochama bal imo v'holid mimenu bas v'chazur balo so bas v'chazur zaken ba'ala v'holid mimenu banim. Okay, this one is extraordinarily complicated and intricate. Basically, what happens over here is that we're going from the perspective of the woman. As far as this woman is concerned, we're going to start off with a son who was with his mother, producing a child. Then the same son then was with his daughter that he produced already through his mother. Okay, if you're following, great. If not, I'm telling you, by the way, I'm giving everyone a pass over here. If you're not following, I'm just following along over here in the book. To help me navigate through all this. And then what happens is that she is now describing her relationship to her grandfather. Meaning as far as her relationship to her grandfather is concerned, right, woe is to me. So that, in other words, from her perspective, her father is also her mother's brother, etc., etc. Okay, okay, fine. Number 6. Okay, I'm going to go through this way too quickly, but that's fine. Ana va'at ache, ana va'avucha ache, ana va'imech ache. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, me and your brother me and you are brothers. Va'avucha ache ana, together with your father, we're also brothers. V'imech ache, and same thing is true with your mother as well. Okay, again, this is now from the perspective of a woman who... And again, in order to get here, so what happens is that man and woman produced a child. The child now had relations with his mother, produced not one but two daughters. Then the same man had relations with one of the daughters, and they produced a son. And now the woman over here is talking to her sister's son. Okay, and made all the statements which are all factually correct. And finally, number 7. So, ana va'at b'ni achiana. So, sorry, I get to turn the page. There we go. So, ana va'at b'ni achiana. So, me and you are sons of brothers. Va'avucha b'ni achiana. And your father also. V'yimech b'ni achihu. Be'eteri nami mishkachala. Number 7 can actually be generated through heter. Number 7, I have now 3 brothers. Of the 3 brothers, so let's say Reuven had 2 daughters. Let's say Levi had a son. And then we're looking now at Shimon, who married his niece, right? One of the sisters. And and now we're looking at what Reuven's grandson is saying to Levi's grandson, okay? And all of the above, meaning that because now they are right, they're cousins, but at the same time also not only was the Reuven's grandson a cousin to Levi, but also he's the direct son of Shimon, so he gets to make all these statements over to him as well. Okay, fantastic. Okay. Numerous riddles. All right, let's go. Good. We are starting on the Mishnah over here on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, so topic number one for today was that Arayas through marriage is only through marriage and not through Ones and not through Pitui. Okay, and again, there's a complement of Gzera Derabbanans that go along with that as well. But anyway, but that was point number one today. And on top of that, also a very basic machlokus between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim of Anusas Aviv. Is Anusas Aviv prohibited to you? Chachamim say no. Rav Yehuda says yes. That's all step one of today's daf. Okay, step two of today's daf, which really takes us into today's daf, and that's going to be a Mishnah. Okay, here we go. We're talking now about the Isser of Arayus as it relates to Gerim. Okay, rule number one. When a ger converts, gershin is gerik kakana nola dami. So you're born again. Okay? A term that was hijacked from us, and as you've heard me say this numerous times, I'd like to take it back. Okay? It's right, we've had this phrase now for years. And so when somebody converts, so they become now a totally new entity and totally unrelated to their biological relationships, right? Their mother and father is still biologically their mother and father, but halachically, not their mother and father. And the same thing is true with siblings, meaning that their brother is still biologically their brother, but halachically, not a brother, etc., etc. Okay, so gershin is garka kana nola dami. And so therefore, when somebody converts, so in theory, who can they marry? They can marry their sister. I know that's really strange, but they could do so. Okay, now, as a general rule, so the Chachamim say that we don't want that, meaning the idea that you're going to convert and become and become halachically bound by so many halachas of the Torah, and now when it comes to marriages, there's going to be a total relaxation of the rules. So the Chachamim in general did not want that. So in general, things like marrying a sister, so that the Chachamim said no to. Okay, our discussion today is going to revolve around, are there any people that they are in fact allowed to marry predicated on this principle of Gershin Isgari Kekana Nola Dami? Okay, that's going to be our discussion for the rest of today. So let's say we have a woman who converted and her son's converted together with her. So there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. Okay? In other words, chalitza and yibum is all going to be a predicate of the that we're sharing the same father. And here, obviously, they are halachically not sharing the same father. So afilo harasa shel rishon shelo bigdusha v'le dasa bigdusha v'asheni harasa v'le dasa bigdusha. And the Gemara says, and here let's go over how to what extent we're ready to say this. Let's say brother number one was harasa shel rishon shelo bigdusha v'le dasa bigdusha. Conception was done while she was not Jewish, but the lady was done after she converted. Okay, so and the second brother Hasheni Harasa v'leidasa bigdusha, where both conception and birth were done bigdusha, meaning after she converted. So under those circumstances, because the first brother was not conceived after she converted, so that's enough already to disconnect these two as being brothers with one another, and therefore there's no mitzvah of yibam, there's no mitzvah of chalitza. And the same thing could be said regarding a shivcha who was freed, where, as we already discussed earlier in the Masechta, she becomes a full-fledged Jew. But again, same basic point over there as well. Now, Gemara start a discussion as follows. B'nei Yudan Amta Ishtachre. So the sons of Yudan Amta, who was freed, Sharlu Rav Acher bar Yaakov Leminsev Nishay Dahadadei. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov allowed for the following heter. He allowed for a leniency. And that is, they are allowed to marry Nishay Dahadade. So they can marry each other's wives. And obviously, after they divorced, so they're allowed to marry their wives. So Amale Rav Avaha Rav Shesha Sasser. So Rav says, wait 1 second. Rav Shesha says that's absolutely prohibited. So Amale Hu Asavana Sharina. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov says, yeah, I know. He prohibited and I permitted it. In other words, it's called a machlokus. We've seen that before. So over here, we're debating this very issue. Now, the Gemara goes and qualifies. Min avlo min aim. So let's say they are brothers, but only paternally, not maternally. And again, we're talking about children of converts. So if their brother's paternally, so kolam lo pligi deshari. So everyone's of the position that that's perfectly fine. And minayim v'lo mina'av, in if their siblings maternally, so kolam lo pligi dasar. Everyone's of the position that that's going to be prohibited. So ki pligi mina'av u'mina'im. So we're talking about where their brothers both sharing a mother and a father. So aman deshari basar abba shadinan da panay panaya karilahu. So the one who says that it's permitted, because typically speaking, when you have siblings and they're sharing a father, so typically the father is the way they are described, meaning they are described as sons of so-and-so, meaning the father. And Rav Shesha says, Karilu Nami b'nei plonis. And Rav Shesha says, no. In other words, sometimes they're also being described as being the sons of their mother as well. Now, who cares how they're described? Meaning, what difference does it make how they're being described, and why is that going to be informing us of whether or not they can marry each other's wives? What's going on over here? So as Rashi points out over here, Rashi Neshei Da'adadi, Eish Esachiv V'lav Mishum Yibam, Ela Afilu B'makom Banim, Dekasavar Ein Korva Lager, Dekakan Shenol Adami. Okay, and as is obvious, but again, we're just going to make this even more obvious. In other words, we're talking about your brother's wife, obviously, after she's no longer your brother's wife. This has nothing to do with Yibum, obviously. Meaning, it could be that they had children. But if Rachmanis, your brother, dies, you and your brother are children of converts. And your brother's married to a woman, and he died. So what you're allowed to do is that you're allowed to marry his wife. So his widow. And now, a machlokus amarayim. And what we've just did is we have refined the machlokus amarayim. Meaning, that if they are only brothers through a mother, that's acceptable. If they're, right? Did I say that right? No, I said it wrong. I knew I said it wrong. If they're brothers of, if they're brothers sharing just a father, not the mother, that's fine. If they're brothers sharing a mother, not a father, that's unacceptable. And everyone agrees. The machlokus is where they share both, mother and father. Where there, Rav Acha would say that they can marry each other's wives, and Rav Shesha says they cannot. Now, what's that issue over here? So what Rashi goes on to explain, I'll say it outside, is that, look, if they're only sharing a father, so a couple of things. First of all, do we even know that dad is dad? I know that's not, I should be saying it a little more delicately, but whatever. I'll say it out. Meaning that amongst the goyim, do we even know that the father is in fact the father? Maybe yes, maybe no. And as the Gemara is going to point out, even if we know it's the father, but still vis-a-vis establishing that they're brothers to one another, halachically, once they convert, it's not as binding. Okay, it doesn't create for a family relationship. Masha Enkein, the mother, on the other hand, in other words, we know who everyone's mother is, and so therefore, if they're sharing a mother and they're only sharing a mother, so then we know that they're brothers. And since we know that they're brothers, so therefore, it just simply doesn't look right that they're going to be ending up marrying each other's siblings, each other's wives. Okay. V'igadamar palag Rav Acha bar Yaakov afilu b'achim inayim. And it could very well be that Rav Acha bar Yaakov who allowed it, even if they're brothers through the mother. Umay tam agishin isgar kakan shenola dami. Meaning that once they convert, so everybody is halachically no longer related. And so therefore, even if they shared a mother, but again, they're children of, they are children of converts. And again, children of converts meaning, and they were born before the conversion. So once everybody converted, Gershon is Gaya Kakana Nola Dummy. Fine. And so therefore, in the event that one of the brothers died, the other brother can marry his wife. Again, have nothing to do with Yibum. Tanan. Hagyoshin is Gaya Bana Ima Lochotsum Balami Abim. So okay, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum. My Tama. La Mishum Dasiri. So the Gemara says, isn't it because that there's a prohibition? The Gemara says, lo. De'ena b'toros chalitza v'yibum v'shari la'ama v'inu na mishare. So the Gemara says, no. In other words, they just simply are not within the parsha of Yibum. That's all. Meaning it's not a function of Isser Veheter. It's a function of there is simply is no mitzvah. Vaktani afilu. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. The Mishnah's wording is afilu. Right? In other words, the Mishnah goes on to describe even in this case. Now, Iyamar Bishlam Asiri Hainu Diktani Afilu. Now, if we're talking about in Isser, so then I understand the word Afilu. The Afagav Derishan Arasa Shalom Bekdusha Vilei Dasa Bekdusha Vashini Arasa Vilei Dasa Bekdusha Vishtei Imahos. Uchishtei Imahos Damo Afilu Hachi Asira. In other words, as far as one was conceived before the conversion, born after the conversion. The other one was born, both conceived and born after the conversion. And the point of the Mishnah is still, because the first one was conceived before conversion, it's as if they had two different mothers. It's ke'ilu. And that's why there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Ela iyamar sharu. But what you're arguing is that it's mutter my afilu. The afagav de tarvar le'dasim b'kdusha v'asir la'achlufe b'yisrael afilu hachi sharei. So the Gemara's answer is that even though both of them are leidas and bigdusha, meaning both of them were born after the mother's conversion, and what at that point it looks like, the perception certainly is that this is now going to, in other words, the community is going to look at this and going to say, oh, it must be that it's permitted, even though they both were born after the conversion of the mother. Okay. Igadamri in a slightly different version of the discussion, Hachinami Mistabra, Disharu Diktani Afilu, Diktani Afilu. So, in the second version, it certainly would make it our mission would indicate that it's mutter. Meaning, the converted brothers are allowed to marry each other's wives again after the brother dies. So, Iyamar Bishlam Asharu Haina Diktani Afilu. And in fact, when you go back to our Mishnah, that's why the Mishnah says the words afilu. The afagav de tarvar le dasim bikdusha dasil achlufe beisra afilu hachisharu. Meaning, in our Mishnah scenario, both brothers were born after mom converted. Meaning, one of them was conceived before mom converted, but both of them were born after mom was converted. So then, I understand the Mishnah's point is that it's permitted because it looks as if others may use this as a model. But Ella Yamar Dasiri, but if you're going to tell me that it's Usr, meaning you, Rav Sheshit, who says that it's Usr, Maya Filu. Da'afagav Derishon Harasta Shalom Bekdusha Vleidasim Bekdusha Vashini Harasta Vleidasim Bekdusha Dechishtei Imaos Dame Afilu Hachi Asire. So the Gemara says no, because what our mission is coming to teach us is that despite the fact that they are nearly full-fledged brothers, meaning the only thing missing is that one of them was conceived before the conversion, and so therefore it's as if they're close to being full-fledged brothers. Even in that case, it's still going to be Aser. Okay, so basically, our Mishnah could be litigated in either direction, either in favor of Sheshis or in favor of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Basically, here's what we have so far. A machlokus amongst the Amoraim, where I have brothers who converted. And as far as the Yibam and Chalitza is concerned, we know they are not halachic brothers, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibam and Chalitza. That part's clear. What's open for discussion and debate is that in the event that, let's say, one of the brothers dies, can the other brother now marry his wife? Yes or no? And what we have over here is a machlokus amongst the Amoraim. Tashma. Shnei achim talmim gerim v'chem v'shir churarim lochosim v'lo miyamim. So, in the Braisa, number one. So you have two brothers. So lochosim v'lo miyamim. So again, no chalitza and yibum. And again, they converted. So obviously, so halachically speaking, they're not brothers. There's no chalitza. There's no yibum. Good. And there's no chiyuv of eshesach. Okay, highlight that point of the brisa, right? That we're coming back to that point of the brisa. And harasin shlo b'kedusha v'leidasin b'kedusha. Now, let's say they were conceived before conversion, and then they were born after conversion. Lo chosim v'leyamim. So there, no chalitza, no yibum. Why? Because again, as far as brothers are concerned, yes, they now share a mother, but they don't share a father. Meaning they were conceived before the conversion. So that means to say that as far as the father's input is concerned, obviously necessary biologically, but halachically not binding them together. Good. So there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. Avachayav mishum eshesach. Ah, but now because they were born, these twins were born after mom converted. So now they are brothers through the mother. Okay, and now, okay, now that they're brothers through the mother, so now there's an issur of eishesach. Haisa, rasam v'lei dasam b'kdusha harein ki yisraelim l'chol divreihem. If they were both conceived and born after the conversion of both mom and dad, okay, mazel tov. Now you have halachically full-fledged brothers, both on the mother's side and on the father's side. And now, obviously, there would be a mitzvah of yibam and chalitza. Okay, this braisa really, it's super clear, meaning the braisa basically describes brothers who are either totally born before mom converted, which makes them now full-fledged converts. They were conceived they were conceived before the conversion, born after the conversion. And then case number three of the braisa is that they were both conceived and born after the conversion of mom and dad. Good. Case number three, full-fledged Jews. Case number one, so they are totally unrelated. And case number two is they are related through the mother, not the father. Great. Now, Ketani Miyasein Chayav Mishum Eishasach. Now, in case number one, what do we say? That there's no chiyuv of eishasach. So here's what the Gemara wants to get from that phrase. There's no chiyuv of eishasach. So chiyuv aleika ha isura ika. Okay. There's no chiyuv, but there is an iser. Oh. Meaning that chiyuv would indicate that there's a carbon requirement. Okay, so we're stopping short of there, but there's still going to be an iser. Or alternatively, and this is certainly the way Rashi presents it, there's not, meaning, chiyuv over here means there's no iser de araisa. But iser meaning, but there's still going to be an iser de rabbanan. Okay. So, who adin dafil iser and namaleka? The Gemara says no. You don't make that diuk in the braisa. I did it by limisa seifa, va chayavin, tananami resha, ein chayavin. No, the braisa was just using the language of chayav because that was the language that was used at the next case in the braisa. Therefore, it used the same language in the first case of the braisa as well. Okay, so from the braisa, no diuk to make. Amarava. Had amarava nenein avle mitzri. Lo tema mishum deshufa bezima, delo yadia. That was relates to ein avle mitzri, meaning that if the father's input is a non-Jewish input, meaning it's in other words, the paternity by a non-Jew. So is it, in other words, we disregard it because, so Rava says, I'll tell you why we disregard it. It has nothing to do with the fact that we don't know who dad is. Okay. Again, I know we said this earlier. The Gemara is saying it very clearly now. In other words, they don't practice fidelity and we don't know who the father is. Rava says that may be true, but that's not really what you should be focusing on. But rather, aval yedia chayshinan, elafilo diyedia nami, lo chayshinan. Even if we know, still, dahashne achim tamid, detipa achas hayev, venechlikal shtayim, beketani sefer lo chotzim, velo miyavim. Because even if in the case of twins, meaning in the case of twins, there is no paternity issue. There's no question of who the father is, meaning they are both sharing the same father. And yet, there is, in the second case of the braisa, there's no chalitzin, there's no yibum. Even though we know full well who dad is. So what's the issue? Shema minaf. Kuri afkir rechman lezare. Dechsiv besar chamarim besaram. Vizir matzusim. Zir masam. It just happens to be that halachically, the input, dad's issue and contribution to their, you know, to their existence, halachically is just simply disregarded. That's all. So, and it's not a question of we don't know who the father is. Even if we know who the father is, if dad's issue and input was done while he was a guy, so therefore, halachically, they are not considered brothers. Meaning, and that we just go back to the braisa. The braisa says that there's no chalitza and there's no yibum. They were born after mom converted. Yeah, but when dad made his contribution, when he put his input in, so at the time he was not Jewish, that's not going to create achva vis-a-vis the father. Okay, there's no mitzvah of chalitza. Huh? 100%. That's not the right. 100%. Okay. Tashma. Amar Rav Yosi Maisa be niftaya sager shenasa eishes achiv meimo uva Maisa lefnei chachamim v'amru einishel sager. Okay. So here we are with another brisa. Again, what's under review is the following: brothers who converted, and then one of the brothers died, and now the surviving brother wants to marry his sister-in-law. Again, not because of Yibum. In fact, there is no Yibum. But just simply because, in other words, he can. And he likes her. So is he allowed to? So again, machlokas. Rav Sheshet said no, he's not allowed to. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says yes, he's allowed to. And that is the case under review. And so here the Brisa, Amar Rabbi Yosi Maisa Beniftaya Sager. Shinase Shasachim Ivo Vai Maisa Lefne Chacham and Varmu Eni Shasager. And so the Brisa, I don't know, Brisa sounds like it's 100% acceptable. He wanted to marry Ashes Achiv Me'imo. It was his half brother's wife. Okay? And they asked the Chacham and he said, yeah, ain't any Shasager. So the Elager de Kaddish Hachanam lo tafse ba kedushin. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, ain isha sager? Meaning, just understanding that phrase of the Braisa. What does that mean? Ger de kadosh hachanam lo tafse ba kedushin. There's no tfisas kedushin when a ger is mekadosh someone. Ela ema ain iser ishes ach lager. Okay. So just a quick editing of that Braisa. It means what we thought it meant. Meaning that the, ishes ach is not going to be an iser for a ger. In other words, when I have When me and my brother, who both converted, so and Rachmanis, he died, and I want to marry my sister-in-law, his widow, I'm allowed to do so. Why? Because there's no achva, meaning halachically we're not regarded as brothers, and therefore his wife would be permitted to me. So my love, denas va'ach kashu ger. So the Gemara says, now presumably, the case under review over here in the Braisa is that he married her, my brother married her, after he converted. And yet, Rachmanis, when he dies, so I'm allowed to marry her. Ostensibly, that's the case. So Gemara says, "Lo denas v'kishu v'kochavim." The Gemara says, "Nah, that's not the case. The case is that he married her when he was a guy." So the Gemara says, "Really, kishu v'kochavim ala meimra." Gemara says, "Okay, so now we're not breaking any ground over here. Meaning, so we're talking about where I converted, he didn't convert. He was married to a woman, and then he died." Now she, right, she's a widow and she converted. Okay. And now I'm allowed to marry her. Meaning that's really, we're breaking ground over there. That's a groundbreaking psak. So the Gemara says, Mao de te maligzer kishu obi kochavim atu kishu ger kamash malan. Gemara says, okay, I understand, but maybe you could have made the argument that if we start allowing that, so then the next thing that we're going to do is that we're going to allow a similar case, meaning where he married her after he converted. Okay. Tashma. Here we go with another brisa. Amar bar Yasyan, kishalach lekar chaya matzasi gerachas shenasei shesachim miimo. So once again, it's a similar case here out in Karche Hayam, right? Somewhere out in the islands, Cyprus. I just made that up. So the what happened was is that I had brothers who converted, and one of them died, and the other brother wanted to marry his sister-in-law. And Amartel Abini, ma mi here sheikh. So who allowed you to do so? Right? Somebody gave you a heter to do that? Amarli, Hare Isha Vishiva Bana al Safsal Ze Yashav Rabbi Akiva. So you see this woman with her seven sons and on the bench. So on that very bench sat Rabbi Akiva. Of Amar Shay Dvarim. And he said, two things. Gir no say Esha Sachiv Meimo. So number one, he said it's perfectly allowed. Okay, that was number one. And v'amar v'yid v'ar Hashem al Yonah shenis lemor shenis debra imo shchina shlishes lo dimra mo shchina. And also he taught me something in Tanakh. So he go to Sefer Yonah, which happens to be, we lane it every year on Yom Kippur, go to Sefer Yonah, and over there, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me a second time, and that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah not more than two times. Two and not three. Okay. Agarata. So he said Alacha and he said Nagarata. Okay, so and we'll come back to the Agarata in just a moment. Ketani miyas ger no se eishas achim imo. My la dasva denasva achiv kishu ger. Lo denasva kishu aviko chavim. My la memra mao detem and igzer kishu aviko chavim. Atu kishu ger. Kamash malan. Again, the same back and forth. Meaning, aren't we talking about where that my brother who married this woman married her after he converted? The Gemara says no. Married her before he converted. Meaning he never converted. Meaning he married her while he was a guy. And then he died, and now the widow converted, and I married her after she converted. Again, it's not groundbreaking. The Gemara says, yeah, you're right, it's not groundbreaking. But again, you might have entertained that it would be usher. Umi mehem, and here we go, Gemara just takes us off on a quick tangent, and that is credibility. Meaning, right, you did something, and now you're challenged, how can you do that? Oh, he right, what's it called? Now I remember the halacha. right? It's one thing to say over the halacha before it occurred, and now to act on that halacha. But to, quote unquote, I'm going to say it strong, to manufacture a halacha after the event already occurred, like in other words, that it challenges credibility. So v'amar Rav Abba, amar Rav Huna, amar Rav Kol Tamei Chachamim Shemar Halacha Uba, im Kodem Maaser amar Shomim Lo, v'im Lav Ein Shomim Lo. In other words, if you're hearing something for the first time after the events unfolded, so then once again that challenges credibility. If the halacha has been reported already numerous times and then the question comes up, okay, so now you can there's no question that the halacha is what it is, and you can follow the halacha. So the Gemara says, okay, so we'll say one of two things. Number one, the halacha was said already for some time. Number two, Ibai Seima, Mishum de Ka'amar, Hare Isha Vishiva Bana. Also connected to that, is Isha Ubanaha. In other words, that is the woman and the seven sons, meaning that there was an actual event that occurred as well as the halacha. And Ibai Seima, Shaneach de Kamar Maisa Achrin Ba'ada. Also, there were other halachas that were reported together with it. Now, I say other halachas, by the way, it's not really a halacha, it's a gadata, but still. In other words, it wasn't just this statement alone, it was coupled with a couple of other things. So therefore, it makes it more credible. Okay, let's just wrap up on the agadata today. Meanwhile, open up to Malachim Beis, and what you're going to see is that Akash Baruch Hu spoke to him on another occasion. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina Aliske Ninve Kamar. Now, when we're capping the number of times that Hashem spoke to Yonah as two and no more than two, it means only as it relates to Ninve. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Hachi Kamar Kidvar Hashem Asher Dibri Biyad Avdo Anavi Kishem Shenafach Leninve Mera Latova Kach Bimei Yerava Ben Yoash Nefach Lem Lisrael Mera'a Litova. Alternatively, it could be that, no, we were right the first time, that Akash Baruch only spoke to Yonah twice, and all we're doing is just simply making a mashal. Just like in the times of Yonah, Akash Baruch Hu took Ra'a and turned it to Tova. Same thing is true as it relates to the times of Yeravam ben Yoash, different Yeravam, later Yeravam. So also, same thing. It went from Ra'a to Tova. Long Brysa. Okay, we'll pause over here. Okay, good. All right, quick recap of today. We started the 11th Berak of the Masechta. Okay, we did good. In the 11th Berak of the Masechta, so Arais is only created through marriage. Again, you have to contextualize that sentence, meaning that sisters and mothers and daughters, obviously, there's no marriage required. You're with that woman that you violated Arais. But when it comes to your brother's wife, your uncle's wife, et cetera, your father's wife, your son's wife, so that Arais is only created through marriage. In other words, if your father was just simply with a woman, or if your son was simply with a woman, so she is not an erva to you. Okay, that is point number one of today's daf. Now, when it comes to your father's anusa, your father's mufuta, machlokis tanaim. Chacham are of the position she's muteras. Rav Yehuda is of the position she's asura min haTorah. Okay, that's a wide range of positions, but that's a machlokis. Okay, and we discussed that. We discussed the sourcing of that machlokus on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Next, Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, the Gemara teased us today with seven riddles in terms of how a man can turn to a woman or a woman can turn to somebody and say that you are my son, my brother, etc., etc. And how these cases get constructed. They all can get constructed. Brain teasers in the Gemara. Purpose of the brain teasers? That's a great question. Next, when people convert, so they are born against, and they have no halachic relationships. They have biological relationships, but no halachic relationships. And we have only been dealing with one simple question since the Mishnah on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, going all the way through Tzadi Ches, and quite frankly, going to also finish up our daf today, which we'll finish together tomorrow, Mirza Hashem. And that is that when brothers converted, and now one brother married has died. Can the surviving brother marry his sister-in-law? Yes or no? And on that, we have a machlokes amarayim. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov says yes. Rav Sheshes says no. Rav Sheshes is concerned that despite the fact that, of course, it's mutter, Gershon is gar kakana noladami, but yet what it does, however, is that it will, number one, will look like they're coming from a non-Jews where the rules are lax, and become Jews, and now they're treated to easier halachas, lighter halachas, so to say. And number two, in other words, we are going to look at them and we're going to learn from them. Meaning, if they can marry their brother's widow, I guess we could as well. So so is it mutter? Is it asur machlokis amarayim? And all we've been doing this morning is litigating which position seems to be the more correct position. So far in the braces that we covered up until now, it certainly seems to favor of Achar Yaakov, not that of Rav Sheshes.
Rabbi Sugarman?
Yes.
In the Mishnah on Sadek Bava Mabez, Hagiorish Nisgairu, Banev, what about